Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Very quickly, we are believers now. Yeah? Okay, how many people have allowed and disallowed certain things this year? Praise the Lord. The hands have gone down. Who wants to share? Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In terms of disallowing and allowing, there are times that my children, they can be very, very wonderful. I hope you understand my English. So what I do when I before getting up in the morning, I take authority over the atmosphere. I disallow naughtiness, rebellion. No, I'm serious. And any day I do that, I see them cooperating. But the day I forget to do it, they'll show me.
God bless you, ma. God bless. I mean, that's a very, very simple. What I'm trying to achieve is for us to see the practicality of this thing. The practicality of those things. Do you realize that one of the things that I do, particularly when I have a stubborn client or someone that is difficult to satisfy to deal with, what I do is that if I have to engage the person, Bible says that the heart of kings and the hand of the Lord, like many waters. And he tells you whatever direction that he pleases. What I just say is, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I go to meet with Mr. Sozo and so, the document I have sent to him, he's in love with it. In the name of Jesus. And what in my mind I felt I've not put in enough time to prepare. And I mean, when you've done your thing as they've done, you won't be concerned. You know, but when you know that, no, I've not done as I ought to do, you know, you are concerned. And you get there like, man, this thing is just so good. Well, you must have really done a lot. Right there, just thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, this thing is as practical as this. It's as practical as this, right? You know, there was an example I gave the other time, but Pastor Folake said, everybody should ensure that their documents are correct. You know, I gave an example there that no matter where it is, when I see any of these law enforcement agents, I declare ahead of time, you know, you will not stop me. And you just get there and they just, Oga Yellow, how are you, sir? I will just move on. You know, just move on. Anything for you, but I don't get anything. Okay, thank you. Do you understand? I mean, this thing, it's what we're expected to do every day. So as believers, we are not supposed to be caught in a corner where we are helpless. Do you understand? We're not supposed to be handicapped as believers because he has given us the authority. He has given us the authority. Luke 10 verse 19 says, behold, I give you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and every of the abilities of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So that means when you wake up in the morning and you're feeling funny, you declare God's word. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke pain in my body. I decree and declare that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And because the Holy Spirit dwells in me, my body is quickened. In the name of Jesus. Bible says that if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from death dwells in me, that same spirit will quicken my body. Therefore, my body is quickened by the Holy Spirit
in the name of Jesus. That's the practicality of God's word. So we must declare it. We must declare it. We live by the word. We prioritize prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 to 6? Because it says, God expects us to break down barriers and oppositions of the devil through prayers. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 6. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not carnal. So what we fight with is not pen. Neither is it gun. You know, some people say, I will finish you with my pen. I will finish you. What they are trying to say is that they will write a report or a recommendation that is very negative about you. We don't war with that. When you say, I will bomb you. I will shoot you. I will kill you. You know, I mean, we are not fighting with carnal weapons. Hallelujah. Because the truth is, the spiritual is as real as the physical. The spiritual is as real as the physical. And what happens in the spirit controls what happens physically. What happens in the spirit, it controls what we see physically. It controls what we see physically. So because someone is wearing an ornament of grace or favor spiritually, everywhere the person goes physically, he's favored. Do you understand? Because someone carries the grace. And what God has done is he has declared these words. These words are like ornaments that we carry. Do you understand? They are like the badges that we carry spiritually everywhere. And things start happening for us. But we need to align our life with those words by declaring things to be. So when you observe that things don't seem to be aligning, you declare it to alignment. Hallelujah. Now, note something. He says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds. For pulling down strongholds. So there are some imaginations, there are some thoughts in our mind that says, maybe next year, it might work for you, but this year it won't work. Those are strongholds. There are some thoughts that we've had over time. For someone who, for example, has been trying to get promotion for a number of years, getting promotion might have become a stronghold that seems insurmountable. Do you get the picture? But the Bible says that this warfare can cast it down. Casting down arguments. Arguments that contend against the knowledge of God that we have. Whatever is negating the promises that we have, we cast them down. We cast them down. We pull them down. We pull them down. And every item that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity of the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. That's what we do when we pray. We bring them to captivity. Because if we just allow things to be, we will not arrive at the desired endpoint. We won't get perfection. We won't get the completeness that God has promised. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, and we must learn to pray in the Spirit. Learn to pray in the Spirit. This is a time that we must take time out to pray in the Spirit. To pray in the Spirit. How many of us pray up to an hour in tongues in a day? One, two. Then, I've not been calculating it. It should be, I can sit down and say, I've not been calculating it. It should be close to an hour. Praise the Lord. Now, these are things that we should do constantly. These are things that we should do constantly. We should do constantly. We should do constantly. In fact, this is what I want to admonish. When you wake up in the morning, after you've thanked God, that God, I thank you for keeping me. Thank you because I slept and I woke up because you kept me. Thank you for the privilege of seeing a brand new day. Thank you, Father. I'm grateful. Later, pose that. Just start worshiping in tongues. Just start worshiping in tongues. Just start worshiping in tongues. If at all you want to speak words, you know, in your known language, use it to punctuate the tongues. Do you understand? Lita pose zeye de bo shandayada bose ta. Father, I thank you. Lita yada bose zeye brede. You're a good, good God. Lada bose ataya. Just saturate your spirit. Allow that mystery of God to flow out of you. Do you understand? You know, there is no better way to energize yourself within a short time than praying in the spirit. You know, you feel like someone that is very weak, that is very, you know, like this guy is so weak, this guy is so... But you just spend time praying in your spirit. The energy comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's a mystery, but we must enjoy the benefit of those things. Apostle Paul says that, I thank my God that I pray in tongues more than ye all. And see the exploit of his life. See the realities in his life. So we must be conscious of that. We spend more time praying in the spirit. Jude chapter 1 verse 20 reinforces that. Then another thing is we must offer our prayers in gratitude and not in anxiety. We must offer our prayers with thanksgiving. With gratitude, believing that God has heard us and is bringing those things to pass. You know, there are times that it's like we are in an emergency situation and we'll pray. And because, you know, you are trying to pray at that time, you want to be praying and be seeing the thing happening, you know, right before your eyes. And because it's not happening before your eyes, you are now more anxious. Maybe the prayer is not working. You know, you want to intensify and pray more, you know. But the Bible says that be anxious for nothing. But with prayers and supplications, with thanksgiving. Prayers, supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made unto God. With thanksgiving. Father, I thank you because you hear me always. That's offering prayer with thanksgiving. Do you understand? With thanksgiving. It's difficult for the human flesh. But you see, the more we spend time, that's why we are taking time to read through the New Testament. The more you spend time with God's word, the more you have that assurance that he's heard you. Do you understand? Because each time when you go through God's word, what you are learning about the person of Jesus and the principles of Jesus. Because the word is Jesus revealed. Do you understand? The more you read the word, the more of his person you understand, you know, how Jesus responds to things, what's his disposition to things. Then you learn about his principles, his ways, his thoughts. Hallelujah. The third thing, engage the Holy Spirit. Engage the Holy Spirit. Now, these are critical guides. You live by the word, prioritize prayer. Prioritize prayer in every situation. Engage the Holy Spirit. Engage the Holy Spirit. As we study the word and pray, we must consciously acknowledge and connect with the Holy Spirit. We must constantly acknowledge and connect to the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says that when we pray, when we call on God, he will answer. And he will show us great and mighty things that we don't know of. That's Jeremiah what? Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. There are certain scriptures that you should know as believers. The more of God's scriptures that you have inside of you, the more capacity you build to be able to handle life situation. Right? Learning the scriptures is not a compulsory course, as it were, but for believers, it's a mandatory course. If you say you're a believer, it's mandatory. Hallelujah. So we must take time to internalize the scriptures. So the more we engage the Spirit of God, the more we have that, the more we grow in the capacity to get divine instructions. The more our capacity to get divine instructions grow. Job 32 verse 12, it says, there is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty gives that spirit understanding. Gives that spirit understanding. So that means God has prepared that you start a new business this year. But there is a leading that the Holy Spirit wants to bring to you that will involve or include you leaving where you sat down. Maybe you went for a meeting and you were sitting at the lounge in a cool hotel and suit waiting for your colleague to arrive. But there's an instruction of the Holy Spirit that says that you say hello to somebody sitting at one extreme right that you do not plan to speak with. You are just on your own. And you carry yourself to go and say hello. Hello, sir. How are you? Hope you're fine. Yeah, sure, I'm good. I'm just in Nigeria for the very first time. We're doing this, doing that. And the person is telling you about something that you do not plan to hear. And at the end of the day, it becomes a new business opportunity. But you see, that capacity to hear God, to say that, turn around, say hello to that man, can only be delivered by the Holy Spirit. And if you've not developed capacity to connect with the Holy Spirit to a point where you can trust to act on what he has said, you will miss out on the instructions. So that means as simple as connecting with the Holy Spirit might seem, it's an important thing that we must build in this year. Do you understand? It's an important thing that we must build in this year. There are times that someone who was supposed to send something to you might have not sent it by a particular deadline that you've given, and the normal reaction would be to maybe shout on that subordinate. Why did you do this? And right there and then when you're picking the phone to say that thing, you're supposed to say, no, don't speak harshly. Just speak softly to the person. And by the time you speak softly, then you now realize that actually the person has sent it, but it was stuck in his or her outlook for a while. Do you understand? You know, so the Holy Spirit saves us from different embarrassments. And he guides us into opportunities. But we must learn to connect to him. So this is a year that we must engage with the Holy Spirit like never before. As we grow in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, he unveils divine information in terms of secrets, in terms of blueprints to us. The Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come into the heart of any man the things that God has proposed for them that love him. Now imagine, if the Bible is saying that eyes have not seen it, ears have not heard it, who do you want to go and ask about it from? Do you understand? You know, it's going to be difficult for me to come and ask Pastor, the things that eyes have not seen about my business, because I need you to tell me. But the Bible says that there is a guarantee revealer. He's not pastor. He's not guaranteed revealer. He said, but God has revealed them to us through who? His Spirit. His Spirit. So if you want to do exploit in the year of divine perfection, the Spirit of God. You want to establish new businesses, the Spirit of God. You want enlargement, the Spirit of God. Strategic placement, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. So this is a year to be deliberate about our connectivity with the Holy Spirit. And you see, there are certain things that we must know about the person of the Holy Spirit. There are things that grieves the Holy Spirit. Anger grieves the Spirit. You can't be someone that you are always getting angry, always flaring up, and be expecting to enjoy fellowship with the Holy Spirit. No, it grieves the Holy Spirit. Lying lips grieves the Holy Spirit. You are not the person that is always straight. You always find a way to wiggle, just wiggle yourself out of lying up. And it's the Spirit of truth. So it doesn't align. Lying. Anger. You have to stay away from all of those things. But when you spend time meditating in God's word, when you spend time in worship, you enjoy the fellowship of the Spirit. And one thing is acknowledging him, acknowledging him. That's why when you read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with what? And lean not on what? It says, in all of your ways, do what? Acknowledge him. Oh, Father, I'm going out today. I trust you to go with me. Sweet Holy Spirit, I trust you to guide me. What you've done is you've acknowledged him. Yeah, it's not a special epistle that you're writing to him. It's just acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. Hallelujah. And the more we acknowledge him, the more we see his hand. The Bible says that they that know their God shall be strong, and they shall do what? Exploit. The fourth thing, kingdom partnership. Kingdom partnership. Kingdom partnership. God is looking for kingdom partners who will work and work with him in this end time. Our submission and alignment to his mission is critical to enjoying the best of God in this decade. Hallelujah. God wants us to come to a position where we are not slothful in business, we are fervent in spirit, and we are serving the Lord. Romans 12:11, we are not slothful in business, we are fervent in spirit, we are serving the Lord. Because you see, what God wants to do at this time is such that God literally wants to distinguish between those that serve him and those that don't. Hallelujah. God wants to bring that distinction. That distinction is going to be clear between those that serve God and those that don't. So God is looking for vessels we can use to propagate the gospel to the world. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We'll read verse 1 and we'll read verse 17. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of our God in vain. We then, as workers together with God, God wants us to be workers together with him. The question is, are you a worker together with God? You know what Jesus said? He said, my Father in heaven works. I also work. So he said, as I hear, I judge. Whatever I see my Father do, that's what I'm doing. You know, so we must come to that point where we get into unity, into union, into communion, into fellowship with God, such that, you know, assignment within local church is no longer a burden. But it's a joy. It's a joy to serve. It's an opportunity to serve. It's a privilege to be a worker together with God. Hallelujah. Because God's desire is that the knowledge of God covers the whole earth as water covers the sea. God's desire is to win everyone that is not saved. Hallelujah. But you see, we must take a position of being united with God at carrying out this mission. So what it means is that the assignment of the kingdom is not left only to the pastorate or to the ministers or to certain people that have titles in the church. It becomes assignment for every one of us. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. What does it say? Seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and what? And what shall be added? So he has promised those things. But the route is seek first the kingdom, seek his righteousness, and all those things we follow. Hallelujah. But you see, a number of times, we are trying to seek all these things, and we neglect the kingdom entirely. Say, oh, actually, based on my schedule for this year, sir, I won't be available in my unit. I'm sorry. You know, maybe by 2021, I will come and continue from where I stop. And meanwhile, there is no any special kingdom assignment that you are doing anywhere else. You know, it's a different thing if there is a specific assignment that I say, oh, God has instructed me that every day between 6 and 7 p.m., I should go to so-so place, maybe to Sheraton, and have conversation with, you know, anybody that I see around myself, I mean, share the gospel. So it's my assignment. So, pastor, I won't be around because I have an assignment. That's a different thing. And meanwhile, you see, God is so gracious that he's a God that respects order. If God has designed that this is a time of service in your local assembly, he won't give you a conflicting instruction to that time. Because he's the one that says that do not forsake the assembly of the brethren. He called that assembly together. So if he wants to give you another assignment, it will be outside of that time. Do you get the picture? So one of the very quick ways to even understand or to judge when you are hearing wrongly is to look at the alignment of what you are doing with the body. Do you understand? Praise God. People are looking at me like, you know, God is a God of order. The Bible says that the church is the ground and pillar of truth, right? And everything is expected to be done decently and in order. Hallelujah. So please, it's important. You need to identify what assignments do I have in the house of God. So if you've been warming chairs, please, this is a year that you should serve. This is a year that you should join a unit and be an effective member of that unit. This is a year that you should be committed. You know, let everyone know that, yes, this person or you as the person you serve this year. Do you get the picture? No matter how the prayer or the demand might be, everyone must witness that, no, this is my beloved son. As far as service is concerned, I am well pleased in him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And this is a year that we need to partner with God with our time, with our talent, and with our treasure. This is a time to partner with our time, our talent, talk about our ability, our gifts, and our treasure, our money, our finance. This is a year to give. To give as you are, you know, as you are led. This is not a year to resist the leading. This is not a year to resist the leading. To be candid, this is not a year to resist the leading. Because what he's bringing is perfection. We can't describe it. We can't quantify it. We can't put a value on it. It's perfection. 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 You know, one of the things we should understand is that our God is a perfect God. Our God is a perfect God. He says, "Be thou perfect, for I am perfect." He's a perfect God. His ways are perfect. So everything that God does is perfect. Because his ways are perfect. So when God gives you instruction, when God gives you an approach, when God gives you a methodology, it's the perfect methodology to get to where you are going to. It's the perfect direction. It's the perfect roadmap. It's the perfect blueprint to get to where you are going to. Bible says his laws are perfect. His laws are perfect. His laws are perfect. So the word of God is perfect. There is nothing, I mean, you can't question it. There is no questioning of his understanding. And his works are perfect. Hallelujah. So this is a year that we need to allow the perfection of God to flow into our life. And we experience it in everything that we do. So God has assured us of divine perfection this year, replacing ashes with beauty, completing the good works he has started, bringing about divine establishment, strategic placements, unprecedented favor, among other promises. You know, and this God is faithful to fulfill his promise. But we must cooperate with him by following the guides above, daily living by the word, prioritizing prayers, engaging the Holy Spirit at every time and on every matter, partnering with God to extend the influence of his kingdom on earth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads tonight as we just pray to God that, God, I align with your word this year. I align with your word this year to see the reality of your promise, to see the reality of your prophetic words. I align with your counsel. I align with your word. In the name of Jesus, I choose to daily live by your word. I choose to prioritize prayers. I choose to engage the Holy Spirit. I choose to be a kingdom partner that you can rely on this year. In the name of Jesus, I receive your grace. I receive your grace to live by your word daily, to prioritize prayer on a daily basis, to continually engage the Holy Spirit, to be a reliable partner in extending the influence of your kingdom, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that you've passed to our heart. And Lord, we receive grace to live by these words in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that our reality this year is divine perfection. Yes, in line with the 12 prophetic signposts you've given to us, our life aligns to those prophetic words in the name of Jesus. And we'll return with testimonies to the glory of our God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,